702. Let's walk the talk.
Streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
Right now, it's one of my favorite times of the morning. We are talking fame and fitness today. Hollywood fitness experts sharing fitness secrets of the stars. Liesel van der Westhuizen is a presenter at Talk Radio 702 and 567 Cape Talk, and will tell us exactly about who our faves are. Liesel, good morning.
Wasanga, good morning. Happy Thursday to you. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm happy because I'm ready for this one, because I remember I was racking my mind about who's my favorite fitness celebrity, and then it was Matthew McConaughey. He's ridiculous.
Isn't he just crazy? And he keeps changing his look depending on the acting career that he's doing or the role that he's doing. And I mean, he's either ripped or you've seen him looking really, really skinny. And it's just, but the hours that they spend training, I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. There's a Matthew McConaughey workout routine that a number of my friends have tried out at the gym. And it includes things like weights. It includes kettlebells, cardio, legs. He says on a Monday, he does legs, arms, cardio on one day. And then just here's an example. Dumbbell squat and press, dumbbell forward lunge. The list goes on. There's about 14 things, including a jumping rope. And he repeats these walking planks. That's just Monday. Then Tuesday, he does shoulders and cardio. Wednesday, back, triceps and cardio. Legs on a Thursday, chest and abs on a Friday. And he doesn't even have a rest day. Saturday he trains, and then Sunday he says he rests.
One of the things, Liesel, that I've heard about I used to think I eat healthily, then someone said, no, you should do whey, not protein. And then I was like, whoa, okay, whey's not that cheap. Are all these type of, would this kind of Hollywood star exercises, does it require money?
If you look at their times and their hours that they're spending, I'm going to be honest with you. Yes, it does. It requires money to get the body like a Hollywood star. However, that doesn't mean you can't train like a Hollywood star. They get paid millions to get ready for a movie with trainers that come and train with them 3, 4, 5 hours a day from a variety of workouts. I mean, Mark Wahlberg gets up at 3 a.m. He's a member of the 3 a.m. club, meaning at 2 a.m. he's up to be at gym at 3 a.m. to work out. He doesn't skip a gym day. 3 a.m. I mean, you and I are working at 3 a.m. And then he trains until about 6. And there's a great spoof of him and his training. And if you just Google Mark Wahlberg training, you'll actually see what he does at 3 a.m. all the way through. So those are different hours. And these are unrealistic goals. If people want to look like that, you've really got to train like that. So from a money point of view, you can train as hard as them, or you can train and just do what works for you and for your body type and for yourself. We put so much pressure on ourselves to try and look like these celebrities and train like them. Yeah. And you actually realize that they've got trainers behind the scenes. We're seeing these great programs that they're putting out online, but in reality, it's a massive training team behind them that actually works out. Their dietitian, their nutritionist, the Pilates instructor, the training instructor, the personal trainer, all of them come together. So my recommendation is find what works for your body type. Not everyone enjoys running, not everyone enjoys lifting weights, and work out consistently to be the better version of yourself. And the better version of yourself does require balance, making sure that you train correctly, you eat correctly, and you sleep correctly, and add it into a work-life schedule as well.
And what have been some of the insights? There's so many plans out there, Liesel. What has been really the interesting discoveries you've made about certain celebrities and their lifestyle plans, fitness and lifestyle plans?
So Jennifer Lopez says she's cut out caffeine and alcohol and only allows herself to have that treat on certain days. So instead of cutting it out completely and then craving your drink or craving some coffee, she allows herself to have one during the week. So she has a treat day or a cheat day, and then she puts a lot of rest periods. And rest came out very, very big. I looked at Kim Kardashian, I looked at Heidi Klum, I looked at J-Lo, Jennifer Aniston. The big thing that came out and the underlying fact and the silver lining between all of them was their rest days. They made sure that they rest. They made sure that they made time for themselves and actually just switched off their phones and took a break, like a digital detox for a couple of hours, and just made sure that they had that day where they were actually not doing any training, not going out and doing anything, even like an easy training session. They actually just relaxed. And the other thing that they all seem to do is they get up early to get in some exercise. And the big thing, it wasn't loads of exercises, but about keeping it consistent. So whether you train Monday, Wednesday, Friday, that's your training and you're happy with it. If you're training 30 minutes a day or 15 minutes a day, consistently doing that is good enough.
Yeah, I loved, and yesterday you taught me something, and I'm going to keep it with me for a while because I was berating myself for lack of inconsistency when it comes to going to gym. And you, and I said, oh, I'm horrible. I'm never going to get it right. And you said, no, Sanga, you're a fitness enthusiast. You're allowed to try and try again. So for our other listeners out there, we know sometimes when you look at the different groups of fitness people and what they do, road running, etc., cycling, and you may feel like I can't get involved or those kind of things. But you, I like what you said about finding your own community.
Absolutely. And the fun thing is, I mean, I spent a week in Johannesburg and Pretoria looking at unusual ways of working out. And it's incredible to see. I mean, Cape Town, we got the mountain, we've got the ocean, so we've got a variety of fitness things. But Joburg has things like stand-up paddling, which is a form of workout. There's yoga on a stand-up paddle board. There is horse riding on not even real horses. There are robotic horses in Kailami that you can go and do horse riding. So even if you've never ridden a horse and you've petrified of a horse, you're still going to get that type of training on these robotic horses. So they are really unusual ways of keeping fit and have fun with it. And the big thing is don't berate yourself, because that's what we do. On a Monday, we get up, we go, we're going to train today. And then on a Monday, work caught up, family life caught up, and we didn't do any training.
Yeah.
And then we berate ourselves. We go, no, we're not good enough. We're never going to get into this fitness thing. But if we just do 5 minutes every day for ourselves for the first week and then up it to 10 minutes. It's amazing how quickly that adds up. And you only need max 20 to 30 minutes of whether it's a walk, a jog, on the stationary bike, whatever it is. Not like Mark Wahlberg, who's doing 3 to 4 hours a day training. I mean, Chris Pratt, when he was getting ready for his Guardians of the Galaxy role, the amounts of time that he put in on his diet and his exercise.
Yeah.
Realistically, we don't have those times. Yeah. We're working an 8-hour, 10-hour day. We've got families. We've got to go pick up kids on the other way, on the way from school to school. So it's difficult and it's hard to find that time to train. So be easy on yourself and don't compare. We all do it. We look at these celebs and go, I want to look like that. Don't do that. Be a fitness enthusiast, be a participator and have fun with it. And then on the other side, I want to say to people who are the endurance junkies, when someone says, I've run a 5K, don't use the word, oh, it's only a 5K. And we seem to do it ourselves. We also say, oh, I only did a 5K. We need to stop using that word only. I did a 5K and that was great. I did a 10K. That was great. I did a 3K. That's great. No such thing as only did a 5K or only did a 10K. So we often berate ourselves, but the people that you, the words that people use around us also can be effective or negative and play on our minds when it comes to fitness.
I think something that someone said to me, especially when you have those comparisons and you don't think you'll fit in anywhere. At gym, you look at those people and they're wearing athleisure. And this dude just said, sometimes one of the things that you need to do that is important is show up. Whether it's a horrible session, a good session, just show up.
And as long as you're showing up, and it doesn't mean you have to do the full session.
Yeah.
Whether you do half your session, that's fine. Just by showing up, you're there. That's half the battle done. And that's the most important. And then find something you enjoy. If you don't like gym, don't go to gym. If you don't like running, don't go to running because your friends and all your family run. Find something. And there's nothing wrong with 1 week going to try something else another week until you find your fitness fit.
Mm-hmm.
And my big thing is, if you're struggling with your fitness fit, I call myself the fitness Tinder. I can find your fitness fit for you. So if you're struggling to find something in your neighborhood or your community, literally just email me saying lieselv@capetalk.co.za or lieselv@702. Let me know what you like and then I'll put you in touch with the relevant fitness enthusiasts, fitness studios or workout clubs in your neighborhood for you to try out and see if that's something you enjoy. So very different workout routines, not the same things that you think are normally that everyone around you is doing. So please, anyone can email me and I'd be happy to do the fitness Tinder thing with you.
Liesl, it's always a pleasure. Talking fame and fitness this morning, Hollywood fitness experts sharing their fitness secrets of the stars. Looking forward to our discussion tomorrow, Liesl.
We'll chat tomorrow. Thanks, Wasanga.